You are listening to a Banzai Retro Club podcast. Language and topics may not always be appropriate for younger listeners. Press 1 for a groovy topic from the 1970s. Press 2 for an awesome topic from the 1980s. Or press 3 for a slamming topic from the 1990s. Please choose now. Too late. We have made your selection for you. Let's start the show.
Hey Google, stop. All right, here I am again. Oh wow, that sounded like the beginning of an 80s song. Here I go again on my own. So getting started on the next of the Essential Movies podcast episodes. Normally I've been doing kind of a preamble of things going on. I don't know if I'm... what do I have to talk about tonight? I don't know if I really got anything exciting. I kind of came ill-prepared for kind of like, normal beginning talk. What I'm trying to do is give this Podbean Live thing a shot. This is kind of my initial efforts at that. Right now, looks like I'm kind of doing things solo again. I don't have anybody that's joined, but hopefully over the course of this episode that maybe I'll have a few people join in and they want to chat with me. Until then, I'm just going to get started as I normally would doing the episode stuff. I'm trying to think if there's really anything that exciting to talk about that's happening in my life. I don't know if there really is. I felt kind of ill-prepared because I wanted to make sure that I had kind of something ready to go, just for the sake of having a live show started. And, I was kind of keeping things simple, and I was going to jump kind of right into the topic. With that said, for those that are, listening to live, you're not going to be able to hear the edited version, but normally what I do is post in the editing process, after it's been recorded, obviously I add stuff like the bumpers and I add things like the trailer, so that when I say things like, enter bumper here and enter trailer here, that gets all edited in after the fact. So you're not going to be able to hear the snazzy bumpers and the trailer. So unfortunate for us tonight, if you are listening to me live, you're not going to get the benefit of hearing the trailer live. But if you do venture back and listen to the podcast after it's been posted, then you'll get to hear the nice cleaned up version of the podcast with the with that audio clips. So, I have a listener call in already, huh? Should I go ahead with this topic first or let Brittany chime in? Brittany Duke. Let's see what happens here. Let's talk to you for a second, Brittany. Let's see if that works. I don't know if that works or not. Huh. Like I said, still learning about the pod being live. There could be some quirks. I don't know if, actually, I don't even know if you guys are hearing this, and I'm recording this well. Let's do this. If you can hear me, input a message into the chat window so I know that this is working like it should. Can you hear me? I've got everything hooked up. We'll see what that, see if we get any kind of answers on that. So this is always the fun part of doing something new and playing with technology. You never know what you're going to get. So you know what? I'm just going to get started. I'm hoping that this is going to record, and if not, then that means I've just got to go. I've wasted a half hour of my time, and I'll just go back and record another one, and you know, for the posting. But with all that said, let's go ahead and get started with our 1980s essential movie. We're going to insert the bumper here.
This is 80-something podcast.
Banzai! Banzai! Banzai!
Hey, where's the meat? I don't think there's anybody back there.
Have you or any of your family ever seen a spook, specter, or ghost?
If the answer is yes, then don't wait another minute. Pick up your phone and call the professionals. Go Ghostbusters! Our courteous and efficient staff is on call 24 hours a day to serve all your supernatural elimination needs.
We're ready to believe you!
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe!
Be it to each other. And party on, dudes!
All right. So this is Banzai Retro Club. I am Dave. Tonight, what we're going to do is we're going to be talking about another one of our 1980s essential movies. If you haven't been following along on the previous episodes that I described the 1980s essential movies, what happened was I found this list on RottenTomatoes.com. It's a list of the 140 1980s essential movies. My ideal was that I was going to record an episode about each one of those movies. So I've worked my way backwards from 140, working my way towards number one. Today we're on episode 102, which is 1988's Beetlejuice. As I've done in the past, I always insert the trailer for the movie. So I'm going to edit that in here.
From the director of Pee-wee's Big Adventure, Adam and Barbara are ghosts.
What's the good of being a ghost if you can't frighten people away?
Their house is being haunted by the living.
Maybe the house could use a little remodeling.
And they can't scare them into leaving.
They're dead. It's a little late to be neurotic.
So they're calling on Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice!
Who's no ordinary ghost.
Yeah, you don't want his help.
Can you be scary?
What do you think of this?
Now, the party's over.
You want somebody out of the house, I want to get somebody out of your house.
But the fun has just begun.
It's showtime.
Learn to throw your voice, fool your friends, fun at party.
Not bad.
This is amazing.
You want a cigarette?
Oh, no, thank you.
Oh, yeah, here I come, baby.
He's guaranteed to put some life...
Attention, keyboard shoppers!
...in your afterlife. Michael Keaton is Beetlejuice.
I'm the ghost with the most, babe.
And then what else I do is I also ask my handy dandy Google device. I say, Hey Google, tell us about Beetlejuice.
Here's the synopsis of Beetlejuice. After Barbara, Gina Davis, and Adam Maitland, Alec Baldwin, die in a car accident, they find themselves stuck haunting their country residence, unable to leave the house, when the unbearable Dietz's Catherine O'Hara, Jeffrey Jones, and teen daughter Lydia, Winona Ryder, buy the home. The Maitlands attempt to scare them away without success. Their efforts attract Beetlejuice Michael Keaton, a rambunctious spirit whose help quickly becomes dangerous for the Maitlands and innocent Lydia.
God, I love that synopsis. That is normally when I ask Google for that kind of details about a movie, I get kind of like a short little blurb. But that really laid out a lot of good background for the movie. So with all that said, I'm at the point now where I can say that I love this movie so much. I've been a fan of Beetlejuice. I've seen it on multiple occasions. Even though it's been probably quite a few years now since I have seen it, it's a classic. It's really fun. It's a really great horror comedy movie. What I wanted to do is just kind of go forward and kind of break it down a little bit around some details. First off, let's talk about the cast of characters. Let's talk about who's like the main players. First off, Alec Baldwin, as one of the Maitlands. I don't know. Did you guys catch the roast that he was recently on? Where they roasted him on Comedy Central. And I just wanted to say that I thought that was more of a Caitlyn Jenner kind of vehicle than it was actually roast in showcasing Alec. I think there's so much great stuff that he's done, and I don't understand why it became more of a Caitlyn Jenner, transition kind of vehicle, them joking about her being the first transgender on a specific roast. I don't know. It just felt kind of awkward. I wish there was more content just specifically about Alec. But that's off beside the point. As far as Alec's participation in Beetlejuice, I thought he did a wonderful job as, Maitland. What was his name in the movie? Adam. See, I looked it up. I wasn't supposed to do that. It's against the rules on the Essential Movies to look up stuff on the internet. But like I said, because I'm trying this live thing, I wanted to be ready with answers. I kind of liked him as the nerdy kind of guy that had things going. They had a really comfortable living with Gina Davis. So I thought he did that really well. And you could really tell that he wouldn't be adept at being a ghost and knowing how to haunt people, because that's not in his DNA. But I thought that was kind of a fun character for him to play, and the way he played it, kind of the straight man of the group. And then Gina Davis, obviously being his bride, I thought that, she did a really great job as far as her contribution into the movie. What I thought was interesting, and I don't know if you guys ever thought about this, is that if they're both in the car, their windows are down, how could they drown? Why didn't they just swim out the window? So that's something that's always bugged me, and I don't know if anybody else has thought about it like I have. I would think that it would have been relatively easy, considering the river that they drown in, being able to get out of that car and survive. That's just me thinking out loud. Like I said, Gina Davis, Alec Baldwin, I thought they were cast really good. I love the depth that they kind of gave as being kind of the normal people out of the whole mix, but they had to find ways to use their powers in order to get to what they wanted to be, in order to be happy. So then we get to Winona Ryder. God, if you guys are fans of Stranger Things, isn't she just so awesome in that? It's so crazy what a wonderful actress she is and the depth that she has in the character that she portrays on Stranger Things. I love her in that role. And you know, as far as her role in Beetlejuice, I think there's a lot of guys my age that really kind of crushed on her because she had kind of that emo chick thing going. I don't know if I really got into that kind of vibe, you know, of somebody to be like geeking out about. I mean, I thought she was wonderful in all the movies that she, you know, did back then. Especially, I loved her in Lucas. I thought she did wonderful in that. So I thought that this was a fun transition role for her to be more of, you know, front and center versus kind of in the sidelines like she was with Lucas. So I always loved her. Actually, throughout the years, I've always loved her stuff. But she just, as an actress, matured so much into her role of Stranger Things. So I'm a fan. So then that leads us to, you know, our main dude, right? Michael Keaton. It's crazy, man. It is so crazy because I am such a 1989 Batman fan. I loved him as Bruce Wayne and Batman. In fact, I know a lot of people are going to argue with me on this fact, is that he is my favorite Batman of all time. Just having Michael Keaton be in this role before Batman was the part that scared the hell out of me of him being Batman. I'll tell you why. Because he was in Mr. Mom before, he was in Beetlejuice, and then he became Batman. So we had all of that, the back history of him in these roles. And you're like, well, there's no way that he can be kind of a suave, debonair millionaire like Bruce Wayne when you see him as Mr. Mom, or you see him in Gung Ho, or you see him in, I don't know, fill in the blank of all the other movies he was in, you know, and you're like, how can he, I don't know if he's going to be able to pull off being Batman and Bruce Wayne. So he surprised the hell out of me as, you know, in that character role. But before that, obviously, when he was doing Beetlejuice here, he was so much fun. And I'd actually read online that about 90% of his lines in Beetlejuice was ad-libbed. It was him making things up. And consequently, for such a great character in this movie, he was only in about 20 minutes of the movie. So he wasn't really in it that long, but everything that he was in it was so impactful and memorable. And almost all the stuff that we seem to quote from this movie seems to come from the stuff that Michael Keaton put in there. So that's why he's so great in this role and why he's so wonderful. So I thought that was fantastic. Now let's talk about the director, Tim Burton. I don't know if you guys are like me where you just see his stuff and you think, God, he's so whacked out in the head. You know, think Edward Scissorhands, think the latest incarnation of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. What was that? Was it Charlie and Chocolate Factory? I think it was. That's just so out there and so bizarre and weird. So to me, Tim Burton's always been kind of this mad, wacky, crazy director dude that's off to the side. And then he started giving us stuff like Beetlejuice and, you know, the pivotal movies that we started to see in the late 80s. And, you know, that was just kind of the beginning of what would evolve into a really weird role, a weird timeline that he would go down. But at the beginning, it was like really kind of crazy and weird. But then it got really, really weird. And then I kind of fell off the Tim Burton love wagon. But I loved his early stuff in the 80s, you know, especially Beetlejuice. So that gets me through kind of the directorial stuff, the director part, the stars, the main stars anyway. So let's see, where else are we at? If we had like a favorite scene from Beetlejuice, I guess let's go with the part where they're trying to hire Beetlejuice to haunt the people that are inhabiting their house. They obviously want to get them out of the house. They don't know exactly how to pull it off or do it. So they go into the model and start talking to Beetlejuice or Michael Keaton to, get, a professional, if you will. And so it's just really the way that Michael Keaton kind of played that whole dialogue and the way they had so much fun with it. There was even that one scene where he's like, he was dressed just like Alec Baldwin, his character, and say, "Hey, we even shop at the same stores. You know, we're simpatico. We're, we think alike. You know, let's do this." And it's just so wacky and so strung out. It was just a lot of fun. So I really enjoyed that scene as kind of my favorite.
What I mean is, can you be scary?
Oh, I know you're asking me. Can I be scary?
What do you think of this? You like it?
Excuse us, please.
Sure, talk amongst yourselves.
Adam, let's go.
I know, Barbara, honey, but I think he could be of some use. No,
we need to work something out ourselves. We just have to talk.
Yeah.
Hey!
Excuse me?
What?
Excuse me. We are leaving now.
Oh, wait. Oh, come on. Don't go yet. Hey, guy, come on. We're simpatico here. Look at us. Huh? We even shop at the same store. Hey. Hermano. Yeah, there you go. Hey, look, come on. We're like peas in a pod, the three of us. Let's face it. You want somebody out of the house, I want to get somebody out of your house. Come on. Look, we've been to Saturn.
Hey, I've been to Saturn.
Whoa. Sandworms. You hate them, right? I hate them myself. Come on, kids. What do I have to do to strike a deal with you two, huh? Don't you hate it when that happens?
Let's go, Barbara.
Wait. Come on. Just come on for a while. We'll talk inside. Come on.
I'm not staying here another minute.
This is a mess. Don't pay attention to it.
Adam, we have to get out of here.
I agree, but
I'll fix something to eat.
Home.
Barbara, how did you do that?
Hope you like Italian. Where'd you go? Hey, come on. Hey, where'd you go? Oh, hey, come on. You gotta work with me here. I'm just trying to cut a deal. What do you want me to do? Where are you? You bunch of losers! You're working with a professional here! Nice fucking model!
So yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with Beetlejuice. I just think that it definitely goes in line with what's going to be, it has to be one of the essential movies for the 80s. For me, on my list, it would definitely be in that list. I don't know if it would be as far back as they have it on the Rotten Tomatoes list. Cause right now we're at, what number did I say we were at? 102. To me, it feels like it should be a little higher. And that's something that I was questioning earlier on a lot of these episodes is I wonder, even though I've looked at the top 10 so far on the Rotten Tomatoes list for the essential 1980s movies, but I keep wondering, how do they come up with that order? And I look at like the top 10 and I go, okay, I get the top 10, I get the top 20, but like the ones that are falling like at this 100 mark and a little bit around that time, around that, that slot on the list, how do they put those in line? Cause I think Beetlejuice should be a lot higher up on the list than it is. I shouldn't have gotten it to it this soon is what I'm getting at. So anyway, that was kind of my rant about the list. What I'm going to do right now is just remind everybody that we do have a website that's out there. That's bonsairetroclub.com. That's BANZAI. Please go out there and give us a follow on all our social media endeavors. There's links on the website that show you how to do that. What I'd like you to do is, if you have one of those fancy iPhone or iPad devices, Apple iOS, and they have the podcast app on them, go ahead and give us a follow and rating and review. If you're on any other podcast listening app, you know, there's ways to follow or give us comments. We'd love to get that feedback. You want to just drop us a quick email, that's mcfly@bonsairetroclub.com. So with all that being said, I'd like to just remind everybody to be excellent to each other and have a good whatever, because I have no idea when you're going to listen to this. Bye.
This has been a Bonsai Retro Club production.
Bonsai, Daniel, son!
Hey, Bonsai!
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 Now, on the next Essential Movies List episode, we're talking number 101, 1984's Beverly Hills Cop.
Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body liner. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body liner. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. My girl's name is Sonora, I tell you friends I adore her. And when she dances, oh brother, she's a hurricane in all kinds of weather. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Whoa. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Whoa. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. You can talk about cha-cha, tango, waltz, or the rumba. Sinora's dance has no title. You jump in the saddle, hold on to the bridle. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body. Rock your body, child. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Somebody help me. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Oh. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body line. Yeah. Work, 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 Sinora, work it all the time. Sinora, she's a sensation, the reason for aviation. And fellas, you got to watch it. When she wind up, she bottom, she go like a rocket. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Heist those skirts a little higher. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Off the chimney. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Whoa! Shake, 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 Sinora. Shake your body line. Work, 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 Sinora. Work it all the time. Dance, 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 Sinora. Dance it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora. Work it all the time. Sinora dances calypso. Left to right is the tempo. And when she gets the sensation, she go up in the air, come down in slow motion. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Somebody help me. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Whoa. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body line. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time.